All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
All right, welcome to the podcast. This is No Sense.
This is your girl, Victoria.
And y'all are listening to Centaur Views. Remember to like and share us. You can rate us on iTunes, Centaur Views. We're on Facebook and the IG. And
we're also on Spotify and Anchor. Sorry, I'm patting my head.
Yeah. And so we're going to go right into our 2 cents for this week.
So I guess I'll start. But my 2 cents is Miss Tina Knowles in the comments of Beyonce weird ass video where her face was moving weird, little, like it was, I don't know what was going on.
It was distorted.
It was some type of filter and it was like weird. It's like, why are you using this filter and music playing in the background?
Why are you making a serious post?
Yeah, I guess she's trying to ease the blow, but because she was talking, I don't know. But she's Beyonce. She's still
it's an
wearing,
experience. It's not a post, it's an experience.
Yes, I guess so, but it was very weird. But nonetheless, Miss Tina was in the comments riding for her baby. Miss Tina said, how about you listen to the message instead of looking for something to complain or hate on? How many of you complainers have signed a petition, called a district attorney or any government official or done anything? Probably not one who have lifted a finger to do a thing. Just complain about somebody doing it and how they doing it and be the negative critical haters you are. Y'all make it hard to try to do something. You are never satisfied. Do you and shut the hell up.
Tina has spoken.
That's Miss Tina Lawson coming through in the comments. I ain't never seen Miss Tina rip off on these motherfuckers. Yes. She said she got that shit for Tina.
She with the shits.
Miss Tina was with the shits. Y'all done got Beyonce talking about shit and Miss Tina in the comments. I bet you Beyonce Instagram was like, oh shit, mom, get off Instagram. Get your ass off. Oh my God. I loved it. That's all I had to say. That made my whole week. Whew. Trey, what was your 2 cents for this week?
Man, my other 2 cents is Facebook. Like, everybody want to open up a conversation and talk about what's going on and how they feel. And my thing is, being where I communicate on a regular basis, I work in a call center atmosphere. I do the podcast. I'm a comedian on stage, also a poet, both of us. We know that tone has a lot to do with your point. And I'm seeing a lot of people who are trying to express their opinion or trying to make a valid point in saying something or disputing something. But it's always what I'm seeing a lot. It's not always, it's not everybody, but it's just, I'm gonna go to name calling first. And I feel like once you do that, you don't come off as wanting to have a discussion. It's like, I believe this and everybody else is stupid. That's not a discussion at that point. That's become a game of back and forth. I feel like we need to think about what we post, how we say it and the tone that we say. Mm-hmm. I think we can end up having a very positive conversation. I might can't change your mind. You might can't change mine. But nobody's point is going to be heard if it's just out of simply just trying to be vengeful and prove what you have to say.
Yeah, I think social media is not the place for those conversations.
I mean, it can be. I mean, a discussion is a discussion. But
not if you're determined not to hear the other person.
Exactly.
If you're not open, if you want to just say what you... I said what I said, I don't think that... I do that all the time, but I know how to delete. I don't engage. I delete. But if I ain't looking for trouble, though. These type of people are looking for trouble. And we're like, let's argue. Like,
yeah,
I don't think those conversations need to be had.
Like I said before, like, if I tell you I need to be alone,
mm-hmm.
and I tell you, get the fuck away from me, it's two different ways of saying the same thing.
Right.
But one is more aggressive, and it's going to bring more, it's going to bring some aggression from the person that you're telling it to.
Most definitely.
So, just, that's my thing, is if we're going to have civilized conversation, then we need to check our tone at the door.
If I know that in this hotel room, they have food every day, and I'm knocking on the door every day to eat, and they open the door, let me see the party, let me see, like, them throwing salami all over the, I mean, just like throwing food around, where they're telling me there's no food in here, you know what I'm saying, every day. I'm standing outside trying to sing my way in. You know what I'm saying? We are hungry, please let us in. We are hungry, please let us in. After about a week, that song is going to change to we hungry, we need some food. After 2-3 weeks, it's like, you know, give me all the food, we're breaking out the door. And after a year, and you just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm picking the lock, coming through the door, blasting. You know what I'm saying? It's like you hungry, you reached your level, you don't want any more. We asked 10 years ago. We was asking with the Panthers. We was asking with them, you know, with civil rights movement. We was asking. You know, now those people that were asking, they're all dead and in jail. So now what do you think we're going to do?
All right, so we're going to go ahead and start with the show. We decided to talk about the current status of what's going on right now. It is extremely hard to ignore at this period of time. And I feel like we have some shit to say.
Yeah, and we had a whole show planned out, but we're going to do that next week. We're going to kind of hit it on the end of this show so we can have, you know, you guys can participate with us. But, yeah, we just had to address this one.
Yeah, for sure. So I wanted to get in, like, to start about telling our black people, take care of yourself. Like, really dive in and be intentional with your self-care during these times, because this is traumatizing. And this is, like, triggering to see an additional dead black man, an additional dead black woman in the streets, in their home. We're fed up. We are fucking tired. And I think that we need to take care of ourselves. It's essential. Like, we saw what happened during the pandemic. Like, our people were dying because of underlying health issues. So, we already know that we have a disadvantage when it comes to our health. Your physical and mental health are, like, tied. So, you have to take care of yourself.
The weekend was hard.
Yeah.
Like, if you follow me on my Facebook, I didn't post it anywhere else. But, like, my girlfriend went out of town with a friend overnight, and she hugged me, and she said, be careful, you're a black man.
Right.
And I wasn't going anywhere. She was. You know, I was ordering Bike Squad, and we can't even be at home. And, you know, with things going on, you know, it's like we worried in Breonna Taylor's case. So, it's hard because it hit me that we live in it. And it's not something that we don't know that we're living with. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's not even an awakening. It's just we see it again.
I mean, some people are awakening.
Yeah, I mean, but for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I know this. I've always, you know, I don't have a record or nothing. I've never been to jail.
Right.
And I've always been careful about what I do, how I say, how I act, because I could end up being in a situation that's life-threatening because of my color.
Yeah.
So, this weekend was kind of hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe Sunday, I started trying to be more. I stayed off of Facebook a lot. I think both of us kind of stayed off that day. I try to, you know, put out a little bit of joke memes or something like that, trying to lighten the mood. It's disheartening right now. So you really have to put in the effort to make sure that we're okay.
Right.
You know, like my coach with, while out, he's engaged in each one of ours posts. And, you know, he's trying to, with one of mine, so
the support system too.
He made a little inside joke. He sent me like the two brothers hugging, you know, post just to know that, you know, we still need love, like within ourselves, not even just
right.
within, but like we need to know that our family, our race is still, that's what we do. We're about love. That's one of the problems is that we are so loving that we get taken advantage of, but it's still, we need it now more than ever.
Right. I agree with you. I agree with you on the fact that, our foundation is love. We are loving beings. And, it's like a child, like, that's been abandoned, abused, and invalidated their whole life, and just they're just crying out for love and affection and comfort and validation. Like, that's how we feel. That's how we feel. And like I said, it is triggering to have to see this continuously and know that it's a chance that these people will get off for murdering that man in front of people. We've already seen today that the autopsy that the family ordered is shows different from what the I guess the state's coroner showed.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that we take care of ourselves during this time, because mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, this is draining. It's draining. And nobody but us are going to take care of us. I think that we got to watch out for each other and love on each other.
And rest.
Rest, yeah.
Because
fight, it ain't over.
I mean, it's just, we're tired mentally
about
this. And so physically, it's going to take a toll on us. So we need to make sure that we are resting. We not live 24/7. Like, we got to take some time to calm down. Our race is susceptible to having high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure that we aren't letting our emotions get the best of us 24/7.
And being manipulated by the outside force, because every culture benefits off of black people. And while we're emotional and raw, our emotions are raw right now, we have to be mindful of susceptors and negative vibrations and energies and evil people. And that doesn't mean us any good. We got to be weary of those people. You see the people that are rioting, coming to the peaceful riots and or peaceful protests and antagonizing the crowds. So we have to be on alert. And we can't be on alert if we're tired, if we're worn, if we're mentally flustered. Like, we got to be our strongest right now. With that, I want to move into our next point about starting with ourselves and starting with your home. There are so many great ideas that are going on. Everybody got an opinion. Everybody got a solution about how we're going to get the way we need to get. Every fucking body on social media. I think my contribution to our next steps and our solution is to start with ourselves. Change starts within. It doesn't start without. So if we take care of ourselves and our immune systems, our mental health, our financial health, that should be our top priority. We can, two dual things can happen at the same time. We can be concerned and want to protect our neighbors and want to scream that Black Lives Matter. At the same time, what's your credit score looking like? Do your family have a will? Do they know what to do? Are they financially set up and they know what to do if something that were to happen to you? If you become a Breonna Taylor, if you become Ahmaud Arbery, what is your family to do? I think we should start there. What you think?
Yeah, because everybody isn't going to get the media attention.
Right.
Somebody was there to capture that on film.
Right.
If I leave here your neighborhood is pretty quiet. It's no guarantee that somebody's going to film it if something happens to me. So I might not be publicized enough to afford, you know, for
a national riot.
Well, no, but to afford a funeral or my right. family to be taken care of if something happened to me, you know. And I'm not saying that I don't, because I do have insurance. I do have life insurance.
Yeah.
But for the average person, if something was to happen, you have to remember that you're not going to be nationalized all the time. Yeah. That's one of the issues, is that this happens, and this happens when we don't see it as well.
Right.
And, you know, not everybody is going to have a hashtag behind their name. So we need to make sure that if we are going to put ourselves, if we are rioting, we're putting ourselves out there to be in danger of vengeful, not only to the cops that's wanting to start something, but people that's coming in from the outside.
The infiltrators, as, yeah.
You know, they're trying to, you know, just like we had here in Columbia, people cut, you know, Leon Lott said somebody was paid to come from Virginia.
Mm.
So if something happens to me, I'm worth more dead than I am alive. Because
to my, the state.
To my family, oh, like, as far as money wise.
Because you made the proper precautions.
Yes, because where my money goes after I leave this earth,
right.
The person that's in control of that, is they know what to do with it.
Exactly.
That's a plan. So if we are going to do something, we need to be able to not be a burden when it happens.
Right.
You know, and we just got to prepare. Like, and I hate that the man in Milwaukee bar was destroyed.
Yeah.
But you...
Self-accountability.
Yeah, you have to hold yourself accountable. If you're having a bar... On a regular night, there's alcohol served.
Mm-hmm.
So you should already have insurance saved up for that. And I do, you know, it's the thing. The property can be replaced. And he's being reimbursed almost 10 times over for what he lost. But if he had insurance, it wouldn't have affected him that hard. He could have come up because of the fact that he wasn't making money during the pandemic.
Yeah, and it's all about self-preservation. Like, that's what I think that we should be focusing on. Self-preservation, making sure ourselves are taken care of. Like, we know what it is it's like to be Black. We have to do a better job of making sure our families are well taken care of. You saw Prince, Aretha, James Brown, all these people who died with no wills. Without wills. That money could have been donated. I want to specifically pay... Send this to a HBCU and making sure all of the money, like, if we had will, we protected our, we had gain assets and protect our assets. Our assets are our family.
Aretha's sons end up not getting that much because before it was dispersed to them, because there was no will, the government got a percentage of that money. Like, why are you putting, you're letting an outside force who has no interest in you control your money. They're making the first decision once you pass. Like, we need to have things that's going to take care of us in the long haul. Invest in your future. It may not be your personal future,
but it could be your grandchildren, your great grandchildren. I think, like, and before you start, we start there. Start with us and our individual selves, making sure we're healthy. Making sure that we are sound, making sure our children are safe, our mothers and our sisters and our brothers, and everybody in our family, like, and then reach out to your community. And after the community, then you go to your city, and then you keep growing. That's individual revolutions everywhere. If everyone is ignited and start with themselves, that's when we make major changes. Everybody ain't in the same lane. Everybody can't do the same thing. If you worrying about you get a focus, a goal that you focus, even if it's buying a house, even if it's starting that business, even if it's starting the LLC, nonprofit, even if it's mentoring, whatever it is that you want to do, gain that goal, and you work endlessly with it. This pandemic has taught us that we need extra streams of income. We need security. we don't have any that much that many infrastructures, if any. So we have to be mindful that we have to still go to these sources, these white sources, and these allies that get what we need until we be able to get our own thing. Long term, we need to have a black utopia around the fucking world. But right now, in the immediate future, do what you can.
And just like you said, like you have to get with good white folks because we're the minority,
right?
Pretty much, it's their world right now, and so even if you're looking to monopolize or you're looking to do something that's already established, read up on these companies on how they treat our community.
And how many opportunities they give.
Yes, and one of the biggest companies that they quietly, I mean, they do boast about it sometimes, but like a lot of people don't really associate with us, is McDonald's. McDonald's does so much for the black community as far as athletic scholarships, giving these students a chance to perform for these colleges.
Shit, even giving them an opportunity to buy their own franchise of McDonald's. Exactly. It's easy to get a franchise of McDonald's.
It's a white-owned business, but they're doing stuff for us. So when you think about, oh, well, I want to invest in...
food is poison.
I don't eat it.
Of course.
But, the McDonald House is one of the best charities that they have.
Right, it is.
You know,
my mom stayed at the McDonald House when she had leukemia.
Exactly. And the fact that there's not a lot of money that goes to them. It goes to the foundation. Like, nobody's... that they make so many cents off of the dollars that compared to these other Salvation Army... like these places where you automatically associate giving, they don't. They don't take that way. So just be smart about where you're putting your money. So that it benefits. You know that you're. The first show was on legacy.
Right.
If you know, wouldn't you want your legacy amongst your people to be that? You know, he gave me an opportunity. So just think about that. You know, even if, like I said, if you don't want to do something just for you, if you want to invest in something that's part of the another corporation, just look and make sure you invest your money in something that's for our people.
Right. For our betterment. Or for your family betterment. Whatever level it is. I want to talk about also like Breonna Taylor's murder. Assassination. Like, I'm disappointed, not surprised, that she's not getting her murder... it's not getting the national attention. Like, you can't argue that at all. The way she was slain in her own house. And I think that if any death that should be nationalized, that should be. Because these people aren't even arrested, if I'm not mistaken. I really want to fact check that right now. Like, I don't think the officers that killed her are arrested. And
I know he was set free, her boyfriend.
Yeah, her boyfriend was finally set free for shooting and wounding one of the officers. Let's see. I don't know. Like, it's a constant reminder that black women ain't important.
And I'm going to... That's been my post for the past 2 days, is black women, I hear you. And I think, I don't think that is, it's by design this time. Not to say that it wouldn't have happened if it was a different thing, but I think we were still in shock from Breonna Taylor. And then when this happened, it was videotaped. And so many people saw this. That was the trigger point at that time.
I get it.
And I think, and to be honest, I think Amy Cooper it happened so closely.
All of
to
those
that.
Right behind each other.
Well, not just that, but the fact that she weaponized a black man. By calling the police officers and saying, I'm going to tell you that there's an African American.
And that's my problem though. That's my problem, is that why aren't we triggered when we hear about a black woman? Like, that should have been, no, that you can't even argue at all that that was wrong.
No,
not even a little bit without the cameras. Not, you know, you can't justify that shit at all.
But I'm saying that's why people are triggered, because they saw it.
But that's my problem. Why does it take for you to see it and not just know it and hear about it and not feel the same outrage?
Because that's how society is.
Just that's like a fucking problem.
We need to not let this stuff. We can't lose, you know. People not even talking about Ahmaud Arbery anymore. You know, like, we can't concentrate on the death now. We have to concentrate on the death that's been happening. If you want to say, you want to bring up Emmett Till, it's culminated into this.
I understand that.
And that's the problem, is we got ADHD as a society. It's like, okay, we're upset now, and we're causing a whole lot of hell. Are we going to do this in 2 weeks, though?
I don't know. I hope so.
I just think that, and it's like we hop on something. So Breonna happened, and I just think the outrage wasn't as built because everything happened so fast. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, oh, I'm mad about it. Oh, I'm mad at this chick. Oh, the cop did, and it just exploded after that. And she's getting forgotten, but she should not. I'm not going
to
forget it.
So I had to look it up just to make sure, because I didn't want to, like, say the wrong thing. This is the article I found online from Carrier Journal that was published an hour ago. And it says that, it says that it's June 1st and the case has not been completed yet. The Attorney General Daniel Cameron's office says it has not received all of the investigative information it needs to determine whether a criminal charge should be filed against the officers who shot Taylor. What?
Because we forgot about it. Just like the officer was only arrested for his safety.
And who did I see? I think it wasn't maybe David Banner was talking about. I think that they only arrested him because just to buy themselves time to think, like, how they protected their own. That's white people historically will protect their own, right, wrong, and indifferent. And they put him in jail just to save them time so they can get him off.
Yeah, because they needed the police in other areas of the city. So we got to get him somewhere where he's going to be safe.
Yes. It wasn't because it was on camera or nothing like that.
This man wasn't eating because people wasn't bringing food to his house. Jail is a better place for him right now.
Where he's protected behind bars. Like, these officers, like I said, I think that, one, people don't view black women, like, they eat from us, though. They eat from us. Everybody. And they don't hold us to the same esteem. That does not negate the black man's plight in their run-ins. Like, they are most definitely a target. And they got to go through different things that us black women don't have to deal with. At the same time, I think that black men's lives are valued. Now, this is hard to say. And I know that the value of black men's lives is not very high globally. Or even nationally, I should say. I'm not even going to speak for the world, because that ain't us. But nationally, the black man's life is not valued. I think black women are below that. And it's not a pissing contest or nothing. It's just, how the fuck can you argue against the fact, like, why haven't these fucking officers at least been arrested or fired? They haven't even been fired. They've been reassigned on pay.
There's no benefit. There isn't.
There was no reason for them to be in her apartment.
No, I'm saying there's no. They had. There was nothing that punishment.
Right.
You pretty much got reassigned. Probably something easier.
And this happened back in March, and here is June. We've been in quarantine for just as long. And I'm about to go batshit crazy up in this shit. Like, my nigga, like, it's
and that's the thing, and it's one of the, it's an effect of one of the other big issues we have is sexism. So, a black woman, you got two handicaps. You a woman and you're black.
Or my ass, black woman and a fucking gay.
But, you know, it's like...
Gays at the bottom, of course.
No, gays make change.
That's what I said. They're at the bottom of my struggle. Like, they're at the very bottom of the struggle. And, yeah.
But it's just... It's something that we have to remember that it's not the me's in this world that this is happening to. The Victorias are being treated just the same, if not worse.
Let's just not forget about our ladies. Just like I saw the picture of the black men that's circulating on the internet right now of them putting a shield around the officer during the riot. I need to see more images of black men doing that for black women on the front lines. Because we always there on the front lines. You hear Tamika Mallory making that powerful ass speech about how we learn violence from white people.
And she's small.
And she's a tiny little woman. And you know her baby daddy got killed, too. And that's what made her start being a protester. Mm. Like, become an activist. That's an
advocate.
I'm not sure exactly what happened. I think it was like a wrongful death. And her baby daddy got killed. And that's what ignited her. So there's so many black women that leading the fight for everybody. And that's why I started off the show and saying black people need to take care of ourselves, especially black women. We on the front line for everybody to fight but our own. Take care of yourself. I wanted to talk about, like, what can we learn from our past? That right there, the black woman gonna lead the revolution, get behind one.
And I'm out of control. Okay. I think number one,
you're watching Insecure.
Because I spoke on it earlier, but like, if you're a black business and knowing that this is going to happen right now, you need to learn from the black business owners from previous years, previous generations. You have to make your business known. Board up your windows. Spray paint on black owned. Because as a regular human being, if I'm angry and I'm destroying everything, not that I'm endorsing myself, because I'm not doing that. I got pre-existing. I ain't trying to expose myself to corona. And I don't even TV that bad. But make sure that it's known that you're black owned, because a lot of these places is just a shop with stuff in it. And people are wanting to destroy this stuff because they're listening because the money is going. Mm-hmm. Because the state, the city is going to have to pay for this stuff. You can't have a Super Bowl in your city if you ain't got no city.
Right.
You can't have a concert if you don't have no sitting to hold.
So I'm playing devil's advocate right now. We doing a lot of small businesses have been closed down and did not get any of that funding. If they ain't been open, how are they supposed to before wood?
Wood? Come on, man.
How they going for wood?
No, it's some businesses out there that ain't doing shit with the money they're supposed to. I don't know nobody.
I'm just fucking with you.
But it's some small business people out there that is, they fucking over their employees, man.
I don't know. I need to know more about business and actually running the business, but aren't we getting business insurance? Like,
and that's the thing. Why, like I said, you have alcohol.
Yeah.
You should have insurance regardless.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. If you're going to say you coming up and you want to invest in something, you need to make sure that your money is taken care of.
Right. Your assets. Like I said, make sure your assets are protected.
If you got a million and it takes $500,000 to start this, you need to invest that other $500,000.
I'm not even mad at the riots. Like,
I mean, I'm not. I'm just not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it either.
And I feel like, and like I said, I don't feel bad if you did not take necessary precautions to let people know that this is a black owned business, or you didn't get insurance, I mean, I can't feel bad, because that was a dumb business move.
I think I agree wholeheartedly with that. And I also think that if you're going to learn from the past, learn that these motherfuckers don't give a shit about killing your ass in no protest. They hosed our elders. Not even our ancestors, our elders. And
them rubber bullets, them shits ain't, them like, if you ever been hit by a paintball gun, just imagine getting hit by a rubber
BB gun, my nigga, like, what the fuck? Like, BB gun take out a bird, like, nah.
It hurt as hell. It just don't kill you.
Don't be out there in flip flops. Like, don't be like,
dress the part.
Dress the part if you're gonna do it. Like,
if you're still in Jordans, wear the Jordans and run home. Like,
I don't know. Like, be mindful. Like, I saw a post was like, that told, like, everybody, now you get these videos of people showing that people that's enticing the crowds, that's the undercover police wearing the white badge around their arm and stuff. Like, our ancestors did not our elders in the 60s did not have social media to peep those people.
Our cell phones is the most powerful weapon.
So what we can learn from that is all these rights that's going to learn from those, that the things that were of the past, like, learn that, like, people are shocked, and Paul, they're already people just passing judgment and not really knowing what's going on. You hear about people like, oh, you doing all that, you tearing stuff up, and then you look, and people that's actually there saying this is peaceful. It was other people that came in, infiltrated, and made it a riot. So
because if all day 3,000 black people was there, and then they decide to leave, but it's the same amount of people there.
Right.
The media is just going to show 3,000 black people, and then in the aftermath,
right,
what happened?
Like, we can't be like, oh no, that won't happen. Yes, that we've seen this time and time again. Learn from the past. Yes, these people go at no ends to hire people to be informants, to infiltrating us. They've done this numerous of times. So I don't know why people are like, oh, that won't happen, or this is not, like, not taken into consideration. Learn from what we've already been through. Stop playing. Also learn that, like, the whole people in that the Martin Luther King. Like, Martin Luther King wouldn't condone this. First of all, y'all killed his ass. We don't know what the fuck him and Malcolm about to set it off with.
And the government went to trial, and it was proven.
Proven.
That they killed this man.
Yes. We don't.
So they will silence us.
Yeah.
They gonna kill Malcolm. They gonna kill Martin. They killed Nipsey, goddammit.
That part. But that point that, learning from us as black people, we need to learn that everybody is important, all sides. It is not necessary for us to move in one big unison. I think that we think that everybody has to be on board with one accord just to make change happen. I don't think so. I think everybody is needed. The rioters are needed. The protesters are needed. The people that got the capital gains, they are needed. The celebrities are needed to open their mouth and say something. They need Jay-Z to call up to the government like, look, nigga, as a father, as a man, shit don't look right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need everybody on, all hands on deck. Everybody's needed. And to the, like, I was about to go into our next thing, but, like, what else you think that we can learn from the past? Because
yeah, I think we need to learn.
Set it off like,
we need to learn that nothing we do is going to be okay with the other side.
Yeah, who's not against us?
Whoever is against us, nothing we do,
black and white,
whether it be peaceful, whether or not, we need to not worry about whether they like it or not at this point.
Yeah,
we have to worry about, is it going to affect the change? Are we going to be heard?
Like, what the fuck did they expect, though?
Like I said, this is a generation that was raised on Tupac, trap music, and trill. Like,
like, what did... What
tear the club up. Niggas, we don't have Marvin Gaye.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
There is no kid in my generation that don't... Well, that's why I fuck your bitch. You fat. Like, that's how we start off with hits now.
Didn't I just... We had the episode about representation. I said we need more kid groups because I'm tired of my kids. Exactly. These kids, this younger generation is... Like, my sister is 22. And she was ready. She was like, we're going to protest. And I was like, nah, I'm past that. Like, I'm not going... I already know the outcome. We protest. Nothing happens. We make a little... They give us time... For us to talk, and then we take that small victory and shuffle on and don't actually keep up the no changes. I already know what's gonna happen. I'm past that. But as a 22 year old that has vibrant ideas, that's ready to change and down, don't give a fuck about nothing to nobody, you need that experience.
This is a generation who don't even want to be alive.
These motherfuckers don't want no genders.
But I'm saying, this is a generation who don't give a fuck about living. Listen to the music. They don't care if they die in this. It's going to be a badge on them if they go down fighting for somebody else.
Right.
For just, man, come on.
These niggas don't want a gender. I'm still like, they don't want a gender. They don't give a fuck.
They out there dressed up as whatever they want to be killing. Like,
what? You're non-binary. Okay. what? It's so many different rules and the shit that come, like, they don't care. What do we expect?
I don't even know. You know what? I'm not doing this with you.
What?
I'm not talking about this stuff. We said we're not going to talk about that on this.
This is the topic.
No,
that
we said kids and gay people. We was not. This we leaving those off.
These are not children. These are not under. These are.
But we're not talking about gay people either. Whatever. I don't know about the alphabet people. Now come on.
Okay. Anyways. No. And then you got people like Charlamagne said. These people are out of jobs. They've been cooped up in their house. And you talking about why they looting? Like, clearly people from the hood are.
Because I can't afford to get this shit anyway.
People don't know what a TV gonna do. I can see you looting food and water. Like, nigga, you not from the hood. You don't know that TV can get a flip. You trying to make it pay your bills? Like, somebody.
Well, you coming out the Nike store and you got nothing but Jordan. I bet you there ain't none in your size. You just know that if they ain't got them for you, they got them for somebody else.
Exactly. Exactly. To flip that shit. People
trying
to figure
out. It's gonna be so many inboxes.
Why?
So many stuff on Marketplace.
Oh my God. Why are they stealing clothes? Why are they stealing TVs? Like, y'all just know. I see that somebody was like, dude, the Legos was cleared out. You know how much Legos go for? Like, you could sell them shits. You could stay. Man, come up, man. Stop playing. We know how to hustle. Y'all sitting there, which y'all need to be worried about them Karens going to Target got 4 or 5 lamps. Like, bitch, where you going with them lamps?
Yeah, that's personal.
That's personal.
Housewares are personal. That
I would have been stealing some cast iron pots, like, for real. Like, them things are expensive. And some duvets.
Some Rachel Ray shit.
Right. One of them $200 duvet pillows. Oh, my God.
Okay, all right. No. Like... Alright, so I'm gonna be ignorant. I'm play devil advocate, even though there ain't even a game on the Xbox. But if you was to loot, what would you get that you just wouldn't pay for?
Damn, that's a good question. If I can loot something that I won't pay for, damn, it's so many things. Cause I don't like spend that my money on that but food.
I would get shit that's racist.
What you mean?
Like Paula Deen products. Like some shit that though. I won't. But I'm saying some shit that I will not pay for regularly based on my beliefs. I would get that. That's what I would get.
I would pay for them. No, I won't. I won't.
That's what I'm saying. It's some stuff that I just
no, because I don't want to spend money. Like I only buy food, like, and gas, and that's it.
But I would get Gucci. If they don't like us.
Yeah, I would steal some Gucci. I don't know. It'd probably be some, like, ghetto out, some fronts or something. Like, I'm here. I want some bottles. I can get the mold, like, going. Poor Fabulous. I want to be some, like, yeah. I'll probably steal my baby some games. Like.
But you would get that for them anyway, man.
I don't want to spend my money. It's probably something for them kids that I don't want to spend my money on.
I remember you were so mad when you found out about that 2K being on sale.
My nigga. And this nigga don't even...
He don't play it.
Nah, man.
Don't worry, worry.
That's why I said I was still there. I would hit games.
Tashana bought me a game. We caught it on sale for $39. And I went online and it was like, next month, it's coming on Xbox Live, which I have. And it was, so it was free.
Aw, nigga.
And she was like,
like, yeah, I would rack up on PlayStation shit for my kids, like all this, yeah, and I probably give me a couple TVs, like for real.
I got too many TVs as it is. If I'm getting them, I'm flipping those.
Most definitely, stuff that I can flip, and some really expensive wine, cause that's where I'm gonna go to my fat ass. Oh my god, I ain't fucking with you.
I'm going to, you know, ooh, the smoke shop.
Nigga,
the you CD know how much thing. Money you can make?
Ooh. Bro. Look how I am. Shit. Oh my god, when shit, but no. Please.
You ain't got no grinders? Don't worry.
Most definitely. No, but them bongs, them hookahs.
Yes.
Fucking big ass hookahs, man. That's, I'm, okay. Yeah, I want to also talk to the our younger generation. Like they, I know that they're going. Black women in the younger generation are going to lead this revolution. Do you want a revolution? Woo, woo. Y'all got to be safe. Like I know y'all about it, but y'all got to be safe. Y'all need to have a plan. Like my sister went to protest. I made sure that she had. I told her to write this attorney's number that's posted, and my cousin confirmed that they were taking pro bono cases for any protesters that got locked up. Like, write their numbers on your fucking arm. Because if you get arrested for whatever reason, because of some shit that somebody else did, they take you all your personal belongings. You need to have a phone number to call to get your ass up out of there. Like, have a fucking plan. I told them, like, it's against the law for the police to unlock your phone. If it has a password on it, make sure your motherfucking phone locked. Make sure your location is turned on. Make sure that somebody know where you at. Be hydrated. Don't be out there just like and die because you exhausted. Because it's getting warm and shit. Like y'all gonna change everything. It's always history has told us repeatedly that it's the younger generation that's the innovators. They're the progression. The progression generation. I think that we will be wise to listen to these kids, to follow them, and to invest in them, and to guide them. Like, we might not, we got something to lose. We got families to take care of. We got jobs. Like, y'all asses out there being rebels with the cause. And
yeah, y'all don't have school right now.
Y'all you ain't know, got school. Y'all got
still,
the time.
A lot of us still gotta work.
And that's fine. And I think that we should take our skills that we know. Like, we got on the line. My cousin called the attorneys. I'm like, we didn't know that for the protest that we had in my hometown that they needed a permit. I was like, can we get somebody on the line right now? We can fill the permit out for them. Like, and get making sure that they got what they need. So they are being straight, because we have to take care of one another. Instead of condemning them, saying that, oh, they shouldn't, they need to take their ass home and stuff. Nah, let them kids make a riot, because no revolution was won quietly. You can't, like, we tired. It's time. The universe said it's time.
You can't not listen now.
Right.
You can't. The most that can happen right now is for them to say, if you stop, we're going to have a conversation. Please stop so we can have this discussion.
Right.
But nobody was saying that before.
Right.
And that's what you it's so much where you can push people.
Right.
When you push people, you had a pandemic that pushed people in the house.
Right.
And then you forced where their only interaction is going to be the news and the media. And then you see all of this happening. Mm-hmm. We was already going crazy, and now we just realize, like, fuck it. It don't matter whether I'm in the house, whether I'm out the house. My chances of dying, being this color,
I'm going to get COVID anyway.
Exactly.
It was the younger kids that was already still out. Like, they didn't give a fuck about COVID. What makes you think that they give a fuck about?
But they can handle COVID.
Right, they can. They can. Younger people can get it, but they can, their immune systems, if they're healthy, especially they coming straight out of high school, you know that you still getting the damn benefits. You still going to the pediatrician to get your goddamn your goddamn checkup and shit. You pretty healthy. Yeah,
because we deal with USC, so you know them students got... Come on, man.
Right. Like, we're here. Our older generation, not even... And I'm talking about in our 30s, in our late 20s, in our 40s. Remember, like... What it is, we ain't that far off. I can understand the baby boomers talking about how the young people like need to calm down, but people that's in their 30s, like, if we already know if this happened to somebody in our family member, in our family, we won't want to ride. Like, we want everybody else to ride with us. So hold them young people, guide them young people. I was telling my sister, giving her like information about like what voting. I was telling her about my political stance and everything. She's listening. She wants to know, and she wants to know what to do. And I think it's our responsibility as the older generation to guide these children.
We are going to be the revolution. Our generation is going to be, like, we're the thinkers. Mm. The ones that's right under us is Z. The iPhone babies.
Those are the executors.
Yes. Those are the... That's the action. Everybody has to move. Right. We just got to move differently.
Right. And respect that we got
to
move differently.
Yeah. Like, we have to tell them when it's too far.
Mm-hmm. Just like when they told... When Killer Mike said that it was too far out for Atlanta and gave Atlanta's history, like, that was true. Was Killer Mike what, in his 40s maybe?
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere like maybe 40s. He ain't that old. But for him to give the history lesson of why it's important not to bomb and to fuck up our own town. Like, we need our black areas. And I wouldn't say communities, because we don't got communities no more. We got areas where black people reside. Like, we need to... That's how we start becoming a community again, by looking out for each other. Like, I'm on the live. These niggas out there, I'm like, yo, write this number down on your arm. You got markers with you? Write it. Like, get these, like,
to
yes.
be honest, think about this. Think if somehow, and this just go with me. It's not going to make sense.
Okay.
But if somehow this does go into an all-out war to where we decide we want our own, we're going to want that Atlanta as our headquarters. Mm-hmm. Because black people, we are created for the South.
Right.
The sun is our friend.
Mm-hmm.
Our bodies are made to handle that. The white people are going to go up north.
That's where the big money at.
But that's where the weather changes.
Hell fucking yeah.
We don't deal with cold.
Mm-mm.
White people, they got smaller nostrils. Their hair falls down their back and cover their neck. They're built for that.
Talk that shit.
We got wider nostrils so we can get more oxygen in when it's hot. Our hair grows up towards the sun. Take care of home. Like, remember that when we're speaking, when the elders are speaking, it's because we seen shit.
Right.
When we just said we not gonna be out there, but we ain't against it. Damn, because true. We know we tried a lot. We seen everything else.
You can't convince me that I'm gonna waste my time out there panting, hot, sweaty again, and I know ain't shit about to change. So.
But I'm just saying, we know that they listening. We can get them to listen, but it's up to us to be like, okay, hey, it don't stop. I know it's another hashtag, right. But we got to keep going.
Yeah,
it's up to us to push them to be the action maker. Not saying that they gotta ride everything, but just don't be quiet.
Right.
Like, we already showed them that we have a voice. And it's not just us. There's good white folks out there. More people love us than they show.
Speak on that.
Like, and this is the thing. I've had conversations with some of my white friends to make them where they wanted to understand, because a white person can only love you. They can never understand what it's like to be you. And that's what we have to get that across. We can't have a white person say, I understand, and we can't understand them. Because we know what it's like to be black. We know what it is to have our backs against the wall constantly. They don't. And so we can't have that, oh, I need to know how it feels, because they're never going to know how it feels.
Right.
We just have to make sure that they know we're hurt. And if they love us, then we're going to accept that and use them in the movement. If they're not, if they don't love us, they're the enemy. We know that. But, and it's a meme that's saying, you know, don't let this mean that there's no dope white people out there. There's dope people in every corner. Every color has somebody who's good. Every color has somebody who's bad. We already know not all black people are behind the protest.
Surely.
And so I want to, like, I've had conversations with some of my white friends, and they want to try to not be in my shoes, but get my perspective. Because they too feel like me, that it's drastic measures being taken, but they can't blame a race of people that's been held back. And so the best thing that I could even describe is being black is like being in a wheelchair. But nobody feels sorry for you. They won't build a ramp for you to get into the building. And if you're able to get into the building, there's only stairs. There's no elevator. And the person on the 10th floor, when they come back out and they look at you, they say, why aren't you there? I mean, that's what it is. We being black is a handicap. You cops, when they leave their home, their wife kisses them, their husband kisses them, and they say, be safe today. Military, when they get in, their family says, when you get over there, be safe. Mm-hmm. Why does our race have to say that based on who we are, not our job? Being black is not something that you sign up to be. You don't sign up to be a target for the rest of your life. There's no experience that you can say is going to make them understand. But that's the closest. Is being black is a handicap that everybody sees, but they don't care.
That was really beautiful.
I'm a pretty motherfucker.
I ain't say all that. But, I hear you. And I disagree about, like, I know where you coming from. I know what you're trying to say. I disagree about black being a handicap, and
I'm just saying that that's how it is.
You don't have to. I know. I follow you. I'm not. I'm at the point. You know where I'm at, and I made my stance clear about how I feel about, like, speaking to the black people. I mean, white people, and. I love our people. I'm not embarrassed by anything that we've done. I'm not. I know loving black is hard, especially being a black woman, especially loving my black men. Like, it's hard and it's complicated and it's a different type of love. But my pride, the way my pride is set up and the way my mom taught me, I look at being black as a superpower. And they hate you.
That's the thing. And I don't want nobody to think that I feel I do not. There was never a day that I wish I was a different color. America views us.
Fully where you're coming from, and you're speaking to be empathized by. Or have some type of underlying understanding of why we're mad. I don't give no.
If you say that word, we've been cursing too much on this podcast
already. I don't give no fuck about if you like me or like my people. I love us. And my energy is solely directed on liberating our people. That's it.
Alright. Well, I don't know. I really didn't think we was going to be able to laugh something in this episode.
You know we don't take shit serious.
But I mean, like we always say, this is just the beginning of a discussion. There are a lot of solutions that we need right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is just part of the discussion. And I think that's one of the biggest issues is everybody has an opinion, but we don't have a solution. And so as a nation, as our generation, generational, everybody right now needs to start asking themselves, what can they do? Especially us. We need to hold ourselves accountable as a race. Because after the fire burns out,
where are we going?
Exactly.
Where are we going? And I know we can't change. We can't change systematic racism. And I think that like our energy is best useful in trying to make make legislation to end systematic racism. Because that's what's holding us back the most. That's what's affecting us. That's what gave the police authority to murder a man in the middle of the street and walk, or murder a woman in her own home and not even be arrested. The system itself needs to die. It needs to be burned down.
It's funny though. Back in the 80s, they said the revolution would be televised.
It will not be televised.
Yeah. And it's true. Yeah. Nobody's watching TV anymore.
Nah.
The revolution will be streamed though.
Stay safe, black people. I love y'all.
All right, so this week's spotlight is based on a very, very intelligent and revolutionary black figure. Nick Cannon is actually finishing Nipsey's documentary that was started on him. So if you don't know about this guy, you really need to listen to Victoria right now.
So Alfredo Darrington Bowman was most commonly known as Dr. Sabi, was born on November 26, 1933 in Yanga, Honduras. Dr. Sabi has never received any formal education whatsoever, but he rose to fame after declaring that he had discovered the cure for all diseases, a claim he stood by until the day he died in, was it 2016? As Trey, or Nosen said, that one of the Nipsey Hussle was on Breakfast Club, and he expressed his concerns that he will be targeted for his support of the controversial herbalist, requesting that the fans ride for him should that ever occur. And we did not ride for Nipsey, dog. We let Nipsey down. We were supposed to set some shit up. See? Dr. Sebi was famous for, in 1987, he was practicing medicine without a license, but he was acquitted from the Supreme Court case in New York. He had to pay like $900 and refrain from disease-specific claims, but this man is revolutionary because he went up against Big Pharma. He went up against, this man is not even from the United States and went up against the United States in a Supreme Court case. Whether you agree with his claims or not, he posed a good question about us taking care of our bodies and our immune system. He dared to expand upon medical services and medical practices. Like he is a revolutionary. Right now, as I stated earlier, like, our immune systems, they need to be, like, really strong because we need to be taking care of ourselves. COVID has taught us that people with high blood pressure or all heart disease and stuff, they are prone to die. And we need everybody strong as shit. Like, we need y'all to take care of yourself and make sure that y'all are healthy for this revolution that y'all want. So Dr. Sebi show led the way. He posed some great questions, and if you don't know about him, check him out.
Yeah, and just research him, because even though he's gone, his work is still out there.
Yeah, I don't agree with a lot. Some of his foods that he said that it's not, we need to cut out. I'm going to still eat, but
I just think
his overall concept is more important than specifics.
Yeah, I mean, with anything, you know, we can take what we can to make us better. But he definitely, he made an impact while he was here. And taught that we don't really need to go the traditional route. To be successful. Well, not just with medicine, but just to be successful.
Yeah. Whole city going crazy.
Top five, no debating. Top five, top five, top five. All right, so this top five that we're doing this week actually is going to coincide with next week's show. And it's about self-care. So what we're going to do is me and Victoria are going to list our top five ways of self-care. And we're also going to put our mouth where our money is. We're going to document us doing each of these things. So
y'all gonna make me go live again? Oh my god.
The people love you.
I guess.
So you wanna name one of yours first?
Mine is not in any particular order. As I stated, like, it is essential. We are energy beings that we need rest. We need to unplug and everything. So whatever order you have, my number one of the things that I was going to pick, three love songs, and I'm going to play them all day and sing the love songs to myself. Whatever narcissist want to join me, have at it.
What does the song we say? You so vain you think this song was about you?
Yes, right. I'm gonna be singing a little song. I do that anyway. My self care, like I got a little playlist that I play when I'm needing the little extra tenderness and stuff. I take care of myself and I listen to my little playlist. So I'm gonna choose three love songs, and I'm gonna listen to them all day because I love music and sing to myself. I got a mirror in my desk. Look at me and tell me I'm beautiful. My black is beautiful. What you gonna do?
A long time. I think as men, we don't take advantage of our alone time, like alone time. And so I'm going to just spend some, probably put on my new cozy socks that my girl got me, and probably just have her in the room and be on the big screen with my video game for an hour, maybe four.
Yeah, you need to cope. Yeah. We need to cope. Find healthy coping mechanisms.
Just something to distract us.
Yeah, it is a distraction, because you can't not.
When you concentrate on yourself, you can't be worried about other people. So, you know, just do something for yourself, by yourself, so you can think about your well-being for that time. And I don't have a time frame for that alone time.
Sometimes implement that shit.
Yeah, I'm just gonna implement. So if I can't go a day, but they can go a day, they need a day, let y'all have a day. But that's just, I think that's one good thing, is we have to value ourselves and making ourselves happy.
Right. I did that. I did that this past weekend. I took 30 minutes and went in the car. I put my phone down because I knew my kids was gonna get worried. Because as soon as I got in the house, he's like, "Where you at? What you doing?" And I'm like, "I just sat in the car." He's like, "What you doing?" "Nothing." Like, I needed silence. And yeah, so I agree. For the ladies, like, our root chakras need to be like open, flowing, and dancing has historically helped. Like, shake that ass. Watch yourself. But watch yourself. Tell you, cute girl. No, but like, twerk, dance. Put on some music and dance. Get moving. Like, And dance like you in a club. Like, I don't know, them DJs still having them quarantine club parties.
Yeah,
like I think I'm a, if I could find a DJ, I'm gonna share it, and we gonna twerk it out, ladies. Like, take care of that.
My next one is eat your favorite meal.
Oh God.
A lot of us are stuck with our ladies, and if you have a family, you got kids, oh, God, so yes. You know your diet is not going to be just for one person. Especially, and then you have the people that they're on a diet that they've been on, you know, and so they need they cheat day.
Let me stop.
You know, that's not personal. I don't have a. I mean,
you
got I just
a cheat day.
I have a cheat day every day.
Oh, okay,
but you know, like for myself, when my girl doesn't eat red meat, so you know, when I get stuff for the house, because I'll eat it, you know, I go to that.
Right.
So just get something, your favorite meal, whether it be that where you don't have to worry about counting your calories or stuff
and
like that.
Take your time and enjoy your meal.
Yeah.
Savor that. Yeah, I did that. I've been doing that. Like, that's why I look at my stomach today and I'm like, you need to get off that real fast. It's summertime. Even though we ain't had no hot girl summer, like, I can go have a hot quarantine summer or something. Like, I can't be eating all the damn time. Another thing I suggest in my top five is taking an hour off social media. It can get consuming. It can, like, drain you. Like, I stayed up to 6 o'clock last night on social media. I've been back, and my son woke me up at 9:30. He's like, can you fix me something to eat? And I'm like, cross-eyed. They're like, what day is it? Like, what's going on? We got playing time off social media. Like, put your phone on the other side of the room and charge. Make it hard. Make an effort to make it hard for yourself.
Yeah, because so many people ain't seen 100% battery in so long.
Nigga. Yes. Like, it's social media is already designed to be like a dopamine drill. Like, so if it's addicting like that, you have to be mindful to stay off of it. Like, set a time, like, after 9 o'clock and you're not going to post or you're not going to be on it. But just unplug. Like, that's what I'm going to do.
And I got that same thing, but I don't have a break. I mean, I don't have a set time for social media break. Mm-hmm. I just have a social media break. And I don't want to, it's not sexist for me to say this, but for a woman, social media is more engaging because you guys are very, y'all communicate very well.
Mm.
For a man, we don't have to comment on everything. Mm. We see stuff.
Shit.
But I mean, you do have your trolls.
No, I'm just talking about me. Oh. I'm just thinking about myself. I have to, I'll be like, type a whole barrier. Like, bitch, come off it. Like, back up.
But I think, especially with things that are being posted now, we need to have a break to where we're not viewing this because it's only going to make you more angry. It's only going to keep you, your heart pumping fast. Like I said, when I think it was like Saturday night, like 10 o'clock. I said, I'm not posting anymore. I'm not going on Facebook.
Jeez.
And I laid down, and about 12:30 in the morning, I just started scrolling. I'm like, yep, I'm back in a bad mood. Like, so
yeah, I think we was both up there. Both of us was like, nah, we're gonna be off of it. And both of us got up on it at the same time. Like, nigga, did you see this shit? Like,
so I just, that's the thing. You're just taking a social media break. No limit. So I don't know how we actually going to document that part. But yeah, that's one of the things that we're going to
do. You can announce like, oh, going for a self-care challenge. Let me get
off. Oh, if that green little dot don't show up in Messenger.
Right. Tell them on your ass. My sister's still coming. We on the phone 4 o'clock in the morning. Told her, let me get my ass off the daggone phone. And then she go, I still see her damn green dot. I messaged her like, bitch, didn't I tell you to go to sleep? We did that. She did that yesterday and today. She's like, I gotta go to work, and I still see her on Facebook. I was like, didn't I tell your ass to go to sleep? Like, stop playing.
And you know something bigger happens when we get back on too.
I'm sure.
Just our luck.
I'm sure. My next thing is like, kind of coincides with the eating something good. I was gonna say, do something pleasurable, like anything that you are good at, anything that brings you joy. Make it a habit to do something that you really like, and enjoy it. Like, actually be present. I wash my hair, nigga. First of all, my hair.
You did it 2 cents about how hard that was. You don't remember it?
Exactly.
It was a job. You were supposed to get somebody to do it for you.
I was, but I didn't. But so this was my thing. I unplugged. Logged off social media, and I went and go wash. Like, I washed my hair 3 times and conditioned it and rinsed it all out and sit there dried it and greased it and separated it and twisted it up and braided it down. Like, I took my time, and I love the way my hair feels and my scalp feels when I got my eucalyptus and my peppermint shampoo on my scalp. It felt so good, and I really enjoyed it, and I got to watch.
I'm still trying to figure out how people order eucalyptus, because I don't know anybody who can spell it.
Nope. I can't stand your black ass. I can't. Shut up. Like, whatever it is, if it's me masturbating, getting your orgasm and your nut off, like.
I don't think fellas fellas don't even need to know about
it. I don't understand why.
Because we touch it every day.
Self-love is the best love.
But then I'm saying, we don't need to tell them to do that. The women, yeah, y'all might, but.
Yes, most definitely. Ours get your organ. Get your, bust your nut, ladies. Bust your nut. Shit. Well, it's by yourself or with somebody else. I don't know. Because did you see?
We can't pause the show.
No, listen, follow me. So,
are we recording it?
Yes. Oh, we are. Okay. So, they said that, I can't remember, I saw on social media, and I meant to follow up because my mind's been zipping. Like, it's been, I have ADD on ADD like, right now.
Why you think I recorded that freaking song, whatever I'm trying to get out of my head before?
I know exactly why I forgot you recorded that song.
I forgot the tune already.
I know you did. I know you did. I believe you. But nonetheless,
matter of fact, if I could remember, I would put it on here so somebody can hear us.
You probably will anyway. You're retarded ass. Like, no, but they were talking about how they're going to pass a law, a quarantine law. Like, if you are going to get a booty call, they was going to charge you. Like, right now, is if you're an outsider coming to somebody else's house, the person that's the outsider could get charged for breaking quarantine laws. But what they want to put into place is that not only the person that's coming into the house, but the person that's in the house for inviting this person in. So y'all booty calls are about to get outlawed.
I thought you were about to say tax.
That's
not true. I mean, nothing shocks me anymore. Okay. So my next one is, this is very important. We need to call the homies. It's very men. We have this thing where we don't want to tell, we don't want to talk and sound soft, you know. But call your homeboys after you get finished roasting each other for the first couple minutes. Mm-hmm. Ask them how they're doing. If they say I'm fine, ask them, are you really fine, my brother? If once they get finished and you need to talk, ask him, can I vent? Do you got time for me to vent? If he doesn't, say, can I call you later? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me when a good time is? Right. And get these things off your chest, because we need to know that, yes, our women, they love us and they stand beside us, but you need to know that your brother loves you and he cares. Right. With my homeboys, with my brothers, we not scared to tell them how much, you know, we love them. Because you never know what's going to happen to that person, and you regret the last thing that you said or didn't say to them. So just man up and just care about each other.
That's That's important to hear from another black man. I think, thank you for saying that. The last thing that I plan on doing for self-care is visualizing where I want to go. What does a post America looks like, or a woke America, or whatever have you? What is it that I want to gain out of this all this? Because everything is changing right now, and we're not gonna be able to go back to how it was.
So yeah, what is that? There's no normal after
that. The life that we thought, like, I just did a survey, and it asked for the school, and it asked, like, gave us, like, what ideas do you think should the kids go back and be made to have to wear masks? Do you feel safe for sending your kids back in August, January, or have the whole year online? Like, they were asking, like, what is it? They were really asking, how do you see the future being whole? They wanted the input, and it made me think about what is my new normal? What do I want? Do I want to make sure that my family's protected? How would I do that? How would I contribute towards this cause? How would I, am I starting any businesses this year? Savings, what is my job the right place? Like, what I want my future to look like? That's how I'm taking care of myself, to actually think and sit back in and come up with something, because we got to start somewhere. Like, change, like I said, change begins with us. So reflecting on what I think should change in my life and the life of the people that are connected to me, like, I need to know what does that look like. That's where, how you start to get solutions.
Well, damn. My last one don't mean nothing, but
it does mean something. Take care of yourself.
But this kind of goes off it, about making sure that we're not engulfing ourselves in too much yes. negativity. And so my last one is post a silly TikTok.
See why you said it. No, but that's important.
And my thing is, because a lot of us right now are in our emotions, and we're posting things because we want to be heard, and then there's things that's coming, you know, that other people maybe comment that you don't agree with, and it's just a lot of frustration. And so I say post a silly TikTok because I don't even have a TikTok, but that's something out of the ordinary that maybe I can make somebody laugh. Mm-hmm. And so I think if just a few of us, and, you know, I'll probably post this one and probably won't ever do one again. And, you know, TikToks aren't hard. You don't have to be.
There's no thought process to go in.
Yeah, you don't have to be a person who's a YouTuber making their own videos. It doesn't have to be all that.
I'm not saying that. I do mean that it is kind of thought-provoking, because I've seen my little cousins practice a dance before they record. Like, they be going in, like, practice. Like they getting paid for that shit. Like, they have a whole performance.
But that's theirs. TikTok is a young people's thing, but yeah, just do something silly. And even if you're not going to TikTok, I just make comedy videos. So just something that's a silly post, especially if we want them to not be able to weaponize us. If we out here posting stuff where we laughing, I mean, we don't be smiling in all our pictures. So at least we can make each other laugh. Yeah, at least we can just make each other laugh and post something that's not it's not dark or heavy
all the time.
Yeah, in these times, because it's one thing that my coach tells us all the time. We're artists, we're comedians.
Right.
The world before the riots, you needed something to laugh at, because you couldn't go anyplace. You was in your house entertained. So people need to see that. They want to see us having fun. We complain about things and we share things, but we don't show, like, just free. Like, we don't show ourselves being free all the time. So that's my last little self-care tip. And we are going to challenge our listeners. And like I said, we will be posting our personal stuff online.
I'm glad you said that, though, about laughing, because comedy is therapeutic, and black people's joy is revolutionary. Like, we know how, this is America, everybody dancing, like, I've posted pictures of black people, like, doing the cha-cha slide protesting, like, we have to laugh and dance in the midst of our pain to keep ourselves from crying. Like, that's a coping mechanism, and it's, do it.
And so, with this, man, we want everybody out there to know, and this is just, this has nothing to do with black or, like, take care of yourself, like, your mental health. That, if you heard our episode about mental health,
right,
that is something that means a lot to both of us.
Right.
And we, being that we've been through it, a lot of people come to us. So we know that this isn't just an issue with us.
Yeah.
And so we want to be able to get you guys to, open up about that. And like I said, this is where the discussion starts. So with everything that we discussed in this episode, please know that, our page is going to be active. If you want to continue the conversation with other people, if there's something that you think that we might have not said that you feel was a good point, you can hit us up on our messenger, even on our Instagram and direct messenger.
Just don't at me.
And also on email, it's centaurviews@gmail.com. So, you know, if it's something where you don't have those forms of social media, you can still reach us at the now snail mail email. But hope you guys really, hope you guys enjoyed the show, but most importantly, hope you guys took something from it.
Be proud, black people. Be proud. Love you guys. Peace.
You know, I want, when they see me, they know that every day when I'm breathing, it's for us to go farther. You know, every time I speak, I want the truth to come out. You know what I'm saying? Every time I speak, I want to shiver. You know, I don't want them to be like, they know what I'm going to say because it's polite. They know what I'm going to say. And even if I get in trouble, you know what I'm saying? That ain't that what we're supposed to do. I'm not saying I'm going to rule the world or I'm going to change the world. But I guarantee that I will spark the brain that will change the world. And that's our job.